We need to have more compassion. Because a lot of people are just hurt outside. In the outside. It's about to get a little chilly outside, you know? It's going to get a certain weather temperature outside. And I just feel like people need to be more compassionate. I've been compassionate. I'm just working on showing that, basically. Just because I haven't really been around certain people, but what can I say? Like, I surpassed so much shit that, like, I just already feel prepped for anything and everything that may try to come up to me. But God's gonna, you know, handle it, of course. But I'm just like, I'm so unbothered about it and unfazed about it, you know? So they could try all they want. Like, I'm already protected, you know what I'm saying? And I'm literally just focused on what I gotta do and, like, what's gonna keep my energy up, you know what I'm saying? Like, and, like, to some people, it doesn't appeal to them, but it's what works for me. And at the day's end, you have to think about yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because you come first. And you have to be very mindful of people because they like to cling, and it's eerie on the clinginess because that's not normal, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're keeping your distance and people aren't respecting your boundaries while you're keeping your distance, there's a red flag with that. There's no reason why people are being this obsessed. Like, it's crazy. I rebuke it. You know what I'm saying? For real, like, I'm gonna play the one before that, the beat before that, actually. I'm in a parking lot, so respectfully, even with the song playing the way it is, like, it's just making me think of people's chances are up with you. Like, if you're not feeling at your highest vibration when you're around anyone, or like certain people, or, well, the best way to say this is, if you're not feeling that with everyone around you, like everyone around you that you have around you, definitely is supposed to bring you the vibes. They're not supposed to bring you down. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, God's gonna show you more and more about people as you go along. So, I mean, just be patient, but also be aware, you know, like, just be aware of, like, people around you and, like, how they are, how they treat you, you know. If it's not a genuine connection, like, you don't need to invest any energy in that. And not to get confused with, still taking care of your shit, but also, you know, being social. Like, even if you're an introvert, I feel like you can still communicate, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's basically like, there's introverts that, like, when they take a moment to themselves, there's certain people that they speak to, you know what I'm saying? Versus maybe extroverted. And it's not to say that, excuse me, it's not to say that there's anything wrong with you or anything like that. Someone that has sensitive energy could only be around so many, like, certain people. I mean, they could be around anyone, but they choose to be around energies that make them feel a little safer. If they're going through something, or, like, basically that. But for the most part, they could be around any energy and, like, be able to maneuver through that or whatever, you know. It's just more of a protection of your energy thing. It's not that anyone that has sensitive energy can maneuver through anything. It's just a choosing of what energies are going to suit you better during the time that you're going through whatever you're going through, or working on what you're working on, you know, because it may not necessarily be like anything like that. You just focus on, you know, whatever God got you doing. So, while you're being obedient, you know what I'm saying, is the best way I can say that. Because with obedience comes discipline. So the more disciplined you are in preserving your energy and protecting your energy, the more things are going to flow for you. And, like, it's unfortunate that people won't get that, you know what I'm saying? Just be grateful for the ones that do, because those are the true people that don't want anything from you, but to see you happy and to see you do good, you know what I'm saying? And I want everyone to do good. Like, all people are deserving. All people have bad days. All people choose to be better. And it's a choosing. Is a choosing. This song. Yeah, I was talking about shit on this other audio from this. It's fucking quiet. Like, they really thought, you know what I'm saying? It's like they really thought. But when you seek yourself and you're truly enlightened, you're gonna be busy, and, like, none of that shit's gonna matter, because that's not bringing you any happiness, you know what I'm saying? Cleansing self-care, self-preservation, and prayer, because you gotta rebuke the enemy at all costs, you know what I'm saying? Word to Leo, because he just seems tired of the living room. But yeah, so let them be mad. You were good before them, you're going to be even better without them. You know what I'm saying? Because now you know what it is. And you good. Like, be grateful for the clarity. It's like, they tried so much shit to try to, like, break you. Only to realize that was only going to make you even better than you already were to begin with. You know what I'm saying? It's a real little that they know. They really tried it, but it's not like on only emotional shit. It's just more so like principle, like, you get me? So all those energies that didn't resonate with me, that I was just there to out, that word sounds crazy, so I really didn't want to say it like that, but I mean, it is to cause change though, so I can say it like that. I respect people's free will, so to have set and force change sounds crazy to me, you know what I'm saying? Because the word force is literally in there, and it's like, I don't force anybody. Any and everyone can do whatever they want with themselves, because they're free to do so. Like, that's what God gave you free will for, you know, for you to do what you want to do. So I just appear, and like, shit just changes around me. Like God just be moving in the universe for me. I can't explain it. And like, to witness that in real time is a certain getting used to that you gotta have. Excuse me. That's how real it is. She leaves you speechless to a degree. You know what I'm saying? With the oohs and ahs of the world that you truly, truly get to see. I feel like we should share that. Most of us keep a lot of our experience. I kind of keep my experiences to those that I like deem worthy of like knowing, but I just feel like I can just share with anybody, because anyone can resonate and anyone can be inspired by wanting to travel or try new things, or I'm going to replay that beat again, because it's like I've been playing it the whole time. I've been playing it, but then this played, and it's like, listen to what it's saying. That's like confusion energy type shit, like, either stay or leave. But it was just a reminder of the type of energy I don't want to deal with. And like, it goes for any type of ship, any type of relationship, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, this beat is blowing mine, actually. Compared to the other beat, like, no comparison. I'm just mad that it's playing, but I'm gonna try to just play the other one. That was a cute little intermission. Let's see this song. This beat is so underrated. I had to close my eyes. I rest at that and open my eyes. It's fact that I found this beat, I'm so grateful for it. Oh my goodness. Laughing because I was saying gosh on the phone. Oh my gosh. that was just sending me so much. This beat is so crazy. I'm definitely going to be adding more to this beat. But I realized that, like, as this is playing, I got to talk loud like this. Just because when I did play it back, like, the audio that I had done before this with the music, I couldn't really hear it. So maybe if I talk like this, it's, you know what I'm saying, I could be heard, like, love really wins, and will always win, so always remember that, and realize how you got here with love. You were born from love, irregardless, because it's an assignment between you and your mother and your family, you know what I'm saying? But you choose your mother, like, so, that was going somewhere. Oh, coming from love, right, so... You come from love, and you're a divine queen, right? You're a divine king, right? You chose to be either or, and you chose to live the best life possible for yourself. So you can't be around people that are going to be draining you or trying to hold you back in any way, because all it's doing is changing you up, you know what I'm saying? Cause now you're being drained and shit. You don't even got energy to be out and about and shit. And then it's like you're trying to sleep, but like you're not really feeling re-energized, wondering, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why that might be or whatever. And it's like, you done got some sun, all this, but you notice when you talk to particular people how you feel after that. And then you're like, okay, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's not even no shade, it's just, it is what it is. Be grateful for the clarity. And live in love, be love, be that light that God needs you to be. Stop giving people these energies that this energy of yours that is too precious, you know? Like, we don't give that enough credit. It's really precious. And we're divine, so act like it. Thank you. I'm not going to play the next beat. I'm going to just leave it like this. Because, word. Being divine is so good. It's so fun. Wow. Goodness gracious. Focus on not talking too much either. Like, keep shit to yourself. Word. Some things should be kept to yourself. That's my feet on the cushion thing. I realized this is longer than it needs to be, considering it's so impromptu. Authenticity is something that I'm grateful for, because that's exactly how I even became or began doing podcasting. Or podcasting. It just sounds so weird. It's just. But, so I get that it's impromptu, but it's like, I don't want to make it too long, because then an idea will pop up, it'll be while long, and then it's like, man, impromptu shit in the beginning, can't have that. So, depending on how loud I was talking, I'll be able to, you know, do something with that, but for the most part, it just gives me a range of how loud the music is, you know, in the audio. And I ain't gonna hold you. Excuse me. It's way better to have it like that. So, yeah. Excuse me. Continue to stay prayed up. Continue to stay in gratitude. And continue to stay in love.